with your news headlines. Now, everyone wants enough money to be happy and comfortable in their retirement, don't they? But research commissioned by the BBC has found nearly 40% of adults say they can't afford to pay into a private or company pension. Dave Penny is the Managing Director of Invest Southwest, independent financial advisors here in Somerset. Dave, morning.
Morning, Emma.
So 4 in 10 people who took part in this research say they can't afford to pay into a pension. Surprised?
Not at all, no. It's pensions are not popular, and when people prioritise where their money goes, in my experience, pensions are quite low down the list.
It's easy to say, isn't it, I can't afford it, but you still make sure you go on holiday or that you, you know, you buy yourself your latest glossy magazine or CD. Yeah. Should people be trying harder?
Well, the holiday is this year, isn't it, whereas retirement is many years in the future. But yes, you should do, and you should think about pensions as being not spending, it's saving. It's your own money which you're keeping for yourself, and if you think about you need your holiday now, well, you'd like to have a holiday when you retire, wouldn't you? So it's important money to save.
Do you think people trust pensions? Because there have been some big pension scandals over the years, haven't there?
Yeah, they've had terrible PR, haven't they, the last 20 years. All the things which gave them a bad name in the past, being inflexible and expensive and not performing well, that's all been reformed, so it doesn't apply now. But yes, there is still that perception that they're not very sexy.
What about the fact that it's been a difficult number of years and people are struggling to make ends meet? Yeah. And, you know, cost of living's going up, wages haven't perhaps gone up quite so much. You can understand why people haven't been able to put the money aside.
Yes, and I think the survey talked about young people as well, and they in particular, of course, have student loans to pay, they have university fees to pay, they have house deposits to save for.
Yeah.
For older people, when you can sort of see retirement on the horizon, then you do tend to see more people allocating money to that and perhaps foregoing a big holiday or foregoing some luxuries to realise that they need to be able to live when they retire. But,
A lot of the government effort is aimed at the younger people to start a pension, but if you are approaching retirement, is it still worth it? Maybe you've never started one. Is it too late by the time you get to, say, your 50s, for example?
Well, the government's making workplace pensions compulsory for employers to... You haven't got to take it, but the employer must offer it.
Offer it, yeah.
And so anybody of any working age is very likely to now have a company pension of some kind, and that's really good. Also, older people tend to have, in my experience, in a drawer, dusty old drawer somewhere, an old pension from somewhere in their past that they're a bit scared of.
I've got two of those.
Yeah. And the massive change that took place in March of this year in the budget was the announcement that pensions will no longer be locked up. In the old days, you could take a quarter of your lump sum out, and the rest had to stay in there to give you an income, sometimes quite a low income. Mm. Now that's been completely unlocked. You can have all of your money purchased, personal pension money, all of it back if you want to, which makes saving into pensions when you're later in life no longer... It's no longer worth saying it's too late, because you can have all that money back, and it's a radical change. It's full access, full flexibility. So however old you are, now pension savings is advisable.
Now, anecdotally, I've heard lots of people say that they prefer to invest in property. They haven't got confidence in private pension schemes, because the difference between private and a company is with a company scheme administered by a company for your company, and often your company will contribute some as well, which you'd be silly to not accept some free money that someone's giving
Very
you.
Very silly.
But a private pension scheme, where off your own back you go and set up a scheme, if you haven't got confidence in that, you'd much have confidence in bricks and mortar. You can see it, you can feel it, you can touch it. That's my nest egg. Dave's going to pay for me when I have to go in a care home.
Yeah. And that's common sense. Your instincts say that makes sense, doesn't it? But a pension is not an asset like property is. It's a tax status. If you think property is the only asset that will do well, and that's not actually right historically, but if that's your feeling, you can have 100% property in your pension. The pension gives you a massive uplift on the money you put in by tax relief. That's what's good about a pension. And it's also worth saying that in terms of the protection of the underlying assets, they're very well protected nowadays. So the thought that you could lose all your money in a pension, as a financial advisor, I have to say it is possible. But in reality, if you spread the money correctly, it's very, very, very unlikely. As unlikely it is as it is property losing all its value.
So do pensions need a bit of a positive PR job on them because they've got a bad name?
Yes, and I think they've had them. It'll take a while for it to filter through. The workplace pensions that companies now have to introduce, it's happened, it's happening, and that will filter through eventually. And the flexibility that you have at retirement now, that change has been announced, and that will start to filter through. So it has already radically changed. It'll just take a while for us to realise it.
And just for any cynics out there, it's easy for you to say because you sell pensions.
Well, I don't sell pensions. I'm an advisor, and I get paid fees. I don't get any benefit by recommending pensions. I also get paid for recommending property investment and others. I have no vested interest other than the health and welfare of your listeners, Emma.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Penny, king of money here on The Breakfast Show. He's the managing director of Invest South West, commenting on that research commissioned by the BBC that found 4 in 10 working age people say they can't afford to save into a private or company pension. Now, there's more all about this research tonight on Inside Out West. That's BBC One, 7:30. Don't put your head in the sand. Whether you've got a pension or not, it might be worth a watch. BBC